Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Yutes, the 19th Perek in the Hilchas Shabbos and the Sefer Zman, the book of Designated Times, which we continue the theme of the previous program discussing the last Malacha of Haitzah, which in this Perek specifically we discuss with what is a person allowed to go out with on Shabbos that would not be a violation of the Malacha or a rabbinic violation of the Malacha of Haitzah. As Rambam gets Halacha off regarding discussing going out with ornaments of a man. Kol klei hamulchama, all tools used in war, ein yotzim ben b'shabbos, one is not allowed to go with them out from, let's say, a private house into the public street on Shabbos. Bim yatze, and if he went out, so it depends. Im hoyu kelim shem derech malbush, if they were vessels that are ways of garment, could go in, for example, shiryin, a coat of mail, which is a whole armor that's made out of iron. Over koiva, a helmet, umagafayim shal reglaim, or these iron boots that are on the feet, Harza Potter is going to be exempt because ultimately it's a garment. Now, the miyotza bekelim she'inim derech malbush, but if you went out with vessels that are not a way of wearing of a garment, you can, for example, reima chaspir b'sayif, the sword b'keshes, and a bow va'ala, which is a type of a round shield, usris, which is a triangular shield. Harza chayev, then it's going to be liable because that's literally carrying something on Shabbos. Halacha base. Now, ein yotzin besandal mesumer, one is not allowed to go out with a sandal made out of wood that has nails with it. Now, the reason for this is an interesting one historically because there were certain difficulties and the Jews were gathered in the cave to daven. They heard a tumult outside. They thought it was the enemies coming and they pressed and they pushed each other and they actually ended up killing from each other because of the nails on their sandals. So therefore, they made it forbidden to go out with these nailed sandals on Shabbos and Yom Tov because those are days when the multitudes gather and it could be dangerous. But specifically, shesimru l'chaskoi, if these sandals were nailed to strengthen the sandals, because as many times the sages only made the gezeira exactly as the story that happened, which those sandals were nailed for to strengthen the sandals, so it's only those types of sandals that have been. And I feel by yomtiv gazru l'ab shalaytzibay. And even yomtiv, they decreed that one should not go out with, even then the malach of haitzah is different, but again, those are times of gathering of kenufia, and therefore one should not wear those sandals on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Umutu Lot says one is permitted to go out with ba'avni chishel of chatiches kavush or kesa b'shalzav, a belt that has in it pieces of silver and gold that are connected to it. Kamosha malacha moisim, like these ornate belts that the kings wear. And they shu tachshu because it's an ornament. V'chosh v'tachshu mutu, whatever's an ornament is permitted. But who has longish lay rough where it's not loose? Because shem yipu b'shosram, because then it might fall on the street. V'yabu labi, and they might come to carry it. But as long as it's not loose, it's permitted to go out with on Shabbos. Halacha gimel, tabas yesh la'achaisim. There's a ring that has a seal on it, a signet. So mitachshita ishi, that's from the types of ornaments that a man would wear. But the ve'ini mitachshita ishi, it's not the ornament that a woman would wear. Now, b'she'in la'achaisim, if it does not have a seal, mitachshita ishi, those are the rings that women would wear. Ve'ini mitachshita ishi, and it's not from the ornaments that a man would wear. L'figur, it ever comes like this. Isha she'yatzes b'tabas she'yesh la'achaisim, if a woman goes out with a ring that has a seal, which is not what a woman normally wears. And the other way, the man that goes out with a ring that does not have a seal, they're going to be liable. Because for them, it's not a malbush, not a tachshin. Now, the question is, why are they liable, actually? They're carrying it out, not the way people usually carry it out, because it's not normal for a man to carry out a ring on his finger, only a ring that's fit for him, which is with a chesim, and now he's carrying out, you're right, it's not a malbush, not a tachshavim, but he's not carrying out the normal way you would normally carry, let's say in your hand, it's on his finger. And a man doesn't usually wear a ring without a signet. A woman also, it's not normal for her to go out with her finger, only a ring that's fit for her. So even though you're right, it's not a tachshavim, but that shouldn't be the liability, because it's not the normal way of carrying. Truth is, no, because at times, at times a man will give his ring, which has the seal in it, to his wife to put it away in the house. And she'll put on her ring in just when she's taking it and carrying it to where she has to put it away. So it is normal on some level. So at times a woman will give her ring to her husband to go fix it by the jeweler. And he'll put it onto his finger as he's traveling until he gets to the store of the craftsman. So the nimsu comes out that they did carry out the way it's normally for them to carry out. They're going to be liable because not a takshin and they're carrying the normal way for the meister malacha of haitza. Halacha dad regarding going out with ornaments of a woman. A woman should not go out with a ring even if it does not have a signet, which is normal for her to wear, like we said, she wouldn't be chayiv because it's actually one of her ornaments, still she should not go out with a ring. Why? Because it's a rabbinic decree. She might carry it in public domain to show off to her friends her ring, the way women oftentimes do. But if she did go out with the ring, because really, biblically, you're allowed to go out with such a ring because it's not caring for her. Obviously, the actual caring would be problematic, and that's the gezeirah d'rabban. But a man, he is allowed to go out with his ring that has a seal, because it's an ornament. The intakalharas. It's not normal for men to show off to their friends. But the custom is that all the people, they don't go out with rings at all. Halacha hey, isha shiatza b'machat nekuva. A woman that goes out with a needle that has an eye, which is the hole in the needle that's made for stitching garments. So chayev is, if she goes out with such a needle, she's liable because even though she's taking it in her garment, not in her hand, it's normal for her and her profession to stitch, to have it in the garment, and that's actually more than a tailor, which is actually not problematic. For her, that's a normal way of carrying, and therefore that's liability. And v'ish pata, but a man who doesn't use such a needle because he doesn't do the sewing, he's going to be pata, he's going to be exempt. Now v'ish shiyotze b'machat she'en nekuva, a man, if he goes out with a needle that does not have an eye, so chayiv, there he's going to be liable because sometimes his wife will give him the needle that doesn't have an eye to put away, and he'll put it into his garment because that is nice. It's not like that with the eye, that's only for stitching, and therefore he takes it out the way it's normally carried out. But v'isha b'tura, the woman will be exempt because actually for the woman it's actually one of her ornaments. They wear pins in their lapel, and it would only be forbidden because of the gezeirah, because she might show it to her friend, so she shouldn't, but she'll be pater. Zakal, this is the rule. Whoever goes out with something that's not one of their ornaments, and it's not the way of wearing, and they're carrying out the way it's normally carried out, so you're going to be liable. That's what he said about the man and the woman with the other one's rings, where it's not their takshit, and it's not it's not like wearing it as a garment, and you're carrying it the way it's normally carried. Now, v'chol yitzeh b'davar shu mitakshit, but whoever goes out with something that is their ornament, but it was loose, and it's possible that it could quickly fall off, a woman, if she goes out with different jewelry, that's normal for her to take it off and show it off to her friends. So these are harela paturin, they're exempt, but the word patur always connotes, initially it's forbidden because of the gezerah that you might come to carry. But then the third category, v'chaldavish v'takshit, anything that's an ornament, v'eino neifel, and it doesn't fall, v'ein dark la'raisin, it's not normal for it to take off and to show it off, that's initially permitted to go out with it into the street. L'figur, therefore, it's other, a bracelet, sh'manicha neisa b'zroya b'shoik, that a woman puts onto her arm or to her thigh, she could go out with that into the street on Shabbos because we don't have to be concerned that she's going to pull up her sleeve or pull up her skirt because she's not going to show her skin. But vahu, as long as shetiyah dvuk labos, as long as it's connected tightly to the skin, so but like the Shabbos, it's not going to fall off. But because with anything like that, where you're not going to have a concern that she might take it off or it fall off, you're allowed to go out with it into the street. Halacha vav, like say to isha b'chuti tzemer, a woman should not go out with woolen threads, or linen threads, or with straps that are tied onto her head, because she might take it off when she has to go immerse herself into the mikvah, which you can't go with them on the head because that's a chatzitza, interposition. It's blocking the water from getting there. But there, now she's going to take it off, and maybe and then after she goes to the mikvah and she's on the way back home, she might carry it without putting it back on, and she's carrying that's melacha of havara dalamas b'shusram. So to believe it says, she cannot take this frontlet, this like plate that she puts between her eyes on her forehead, and neither with the bangles of gold which goes down from that plate that's on her forehead down onto her cheeks, and that's why it's called l'chayayim. If they're not stitched one in the other, and neither with the crown of gold that she puts on her head, and neither the chains that the girls go out with on their legs, that they shouldn't take such large steps, that they shouldn't ruin their besulim, their hymen, to protect their virginity. Kaleilo asurin latzad bem Shabbos. All these things we said, you're not going out with on Shabbos. Shabbos yibluka, they might fall. With tvi'im b'yadah, she might come to carry with her hand and violate the malacha of etzah. Halacha zayin. Leiseitze isha b'kat lo shabbat sabara. A woman should not go out with a choker on her neck, which is a type of a jewelry, which is very tight around her neck, like choking. Neither with nose rings, and neither with a flask of perfume, that's attached to her arm, and neither the small round pouch that they put in the good oil, the balsamic oil, what's called kabelis, and neither with a wig that she puts on her head, that she should look like that she has a lot of hair, and neither with a swath of garment that's like a hat that she ties onto her forehead, which that she puts all around on her face because she wants to put that frontlet and it shouldn't hurt her forehead from the frontlet, so she puts like a pad. She should not put that either on. Neither a tooth that she puts in her mouth in place of a tooth that fell out. And neither a golden tooth that she puts in place of a black tooth or on the, because of a tooth that has a red stain. Those, all these things she cannot use. But a silver tooth is permitted, it's not so recognizable. But kolela sugun latzis bem, all these things have been in the ground with kashem yiplu, they might fall, or sabim biyadna, and she might have they carried in her hands, or it's something nice, she might take it up and show it to her friends. Again, these all have the concerns of carrying in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's forbidden. Halacha ches. Kol she'asa chacham latzis bel Rosh Hashanah, anything that the sages said is forbidden to go out with into the street, also latzis by afilu b'chadzah shen morabesh, and I'll go out even into a courtyard that does not have an eruv, even though it's obviously not the biblical violation. Chutz mikabel, except for the face pad, upei shel seir, and for the wig. Shemut lasa ben lochatz hashem merabes, that she's allowed to go out to a courtyard that does not have an eruv. And again, because she's really not caring, it's just a concern she might be, but to her courtyard, it just doesn't have an eruv. Kedishli tiskan al bad, we don't want to be disgraced in her husband. So her wig and her face pad that she can wear her front, we need her to have this to be find favor in her husband's eyes, and therefore that she's allowed to. And v'hayetzis betzlicha shel payotin, if a woman goes out with the flask of perfume, she'ema b'isim klal, that does not have any perfume inside of it, chayavah, she's going to be liable because, since there's no perfume, so it's not a takshit, and it's only a masa, it's carrying a load, which is a liability. Halacha test. Yoytze isha b'chutei seir, a woman could go out with the strands of hair, hakshum la'al resha, which are tied on her head, nishamayim boim behem, because water could get in, and therefore v'im chaytzim, and therefore it doesn't get in the way of the mikvah waters to her body. And therefore, in chotzasam, and she's not going to take it off. In mirla tefila, if she has a time that she has to immerse herself to purify herself, achenigza, that until we should make a decree shemitavim l'shasam, that she might bring it into the public domain. No, there's no such concern because she's not going to take it off. And that's bein shol yachud mishalo, whether the strands of hair were her own hair, bein shol chaverto, meaning that it's tied onto her hair, bein shol chaverto, whether it's her friend's hair, bein shol behem, whether it's animal hair, doesn't make a difference. Now, v'loy teitzah hazkeinu b'shayalda. Now, however, an older woman should not go out with hair extensions of a young girl, because they're beautiful to her. She might take it off and show it off to her friends. But a young girl could go out with the strands of an older woman, which does not have that quality, and therefore she's not going to come to show it off. Now, whatever is woven, she should go out with it on her head, because woven strings are not tight on the head, and therefore it wouldn't be chatzitza. Again, she wouldn't take it off, so there's no concern for about coming to carry. Halacha yud. A woman could go out with the strings on her neck, because she won't choke herself with it. And again, so it's not a chatzitz, it's not an interposition. Again, she's not going to come to take it off. Now, but if they were dyed, they were colored, assume they're forbidden. Again, because Shematara is in the Chavresa, oh, you have a blue one, you have a green one, wow, so pretty, sure, come take it off. And again, might come to carry. A woman could go out with this golden plate that she puts on her forehead, which is tied from ear to ear, which is different than the case of the golden crown we said in Halacha Vav, because here there's no concern that's going to come to fall off, so she could go out with it on her head, because she in yirtzei be'elei chashuba, so there's no concern about falling off, and there's also the only one that goes out with such golden plates are distinguished women. She in darkalach slaharis, it's beneath her to take her off and to show it off, so there's no concern about falling or carrying. V'yitzeh b'tzitz, she could go out with a frontlet, v'lechem shel zav, and the bangles of gold, b'zman shein tfudin b'svacha shel reisha, if they're stitched onto the netting of the hat that's on her head, k'deish lipu, again, that it doesn't fall, so there's no concern. V'yitzeh b'men, anything like that would allow her to go out with this into the street. Halach yidalf. V'yitzeh isha b'mechsha b'asna, a woman could go out with this cloth, this cotton in her ear, but as long as it's tied onto the into the ear, she can go with that little cushion that's in her shoes. Again, as long as it's tied onto the sandal. Also, the pad that she prepares for when she's menstruating, even though it's not even tied on, and even though it has a handle that where you won't get disgusted from the blood that's on it. That no, because Shem Nafal, if it falls in Mavio, she's not going to come to carry it in her. Maybe her sister, because so this repulsive, and therefore there's no concern about coming to carry it. Halacha Yud Beis. The Yitzah Bepilpul, she could go out with pepper, or begargil melech, or with a clump of salt, or anything that she would put into her mouth, and they reach a pet because of a bad breath. But initially, she should not put into her mouth on Shabbos to go out with on Shabbos. Yitzah Noshim Bekaisam and Shabbos name. Women could go out with these little splinters or twigs that they put into their ears, which is in place where they would put their earrings, or with these types of bells, which is a type of an Arabian jewelry that they put on their neck or on their garments, which is a type of a thin and wide garment that the women wear to cover their whole body, that's buttoned. And she could even initially go ahead and button on Shabbos this garment on a stone, which was prepared from before Shabbos, it's not muktzah, or valegas or not, and she could go out like that. But she should not be deceptive with tifra valegas and to button this garment on a nut, because really her whole intention is to bring the nut out to her child, which can't carry, but she could take her button. And also, initially, she should not go ahead and button it on a coin. Nishal Taltik is not allowed to move a coin. It's Muktzah on Shabbos. But in part, if she did button it on that Yetzibah, she could go out with it, because ultimately, it's a garment. Halacha Gimel, we're on going out with needs for medicinal purposes, carrying things out that are for refuah. So Yetzibah Adam, a person could go out, but Kesim Shabashinab, with a toothpick, a splinter in their teeth, which is for, let's say, a toothache, or Vishabasandoli that's in the shoe that's too wide, and you put some type of like a wad, so like it makes it that it fits the foot better. Lishus Rabbim to the public domain. Then nuffle, but if it falls out, lo yachzi, you can't put it back in. Uba moich, and with a cloth of a swag and a sponge, shal gabi maka that's on the wound, you can go out. Uba vachle yichrechalim chut mashiach, as long as you don't wrap around it a string or a rope, shari chut vamashiach chashubin, like because the string and the rope are considered significant to the person, and we're concerned about caring, because it's not effective, that element for the wound, so that you don't have that excuse, so to speak, that it's for refuah purposes, and rather you're caring. The Yetzeh, a person could go out b'klipas hashoim, with a garlic peel, or b'klipas habatzel, and with an onion peel, shalamaka that's on the wound, or bandage that's on the wound, and you could tie it and untie it on Shabbos, because ultimately it's not a permanent knot. Vispalonis, which is a bandage on the wound, umalugma, which is a moist bandage on the wound to warm it up, uritia, which is a bandage that has some type of ointment to soften the wound. Shagamimaka, you can go with it on the wound, or ubesela shalatzinis, which is a wound that's on the sole of the foot, which they would tie a coin, a sela, as for healing purposes. Uveveitzes hachargel, which is the egg of a type of a locust, which is a type of a segula for certain illnesses by the thighs. Uvashin ashul, or with the tooth of a fox, which helps for sleep purposes. Uvamasmar hatzalav, or the nail from the gallows, which a person they hang for his death. Uvachalta vashatonis mishum refuah, anything that you hang for the purposes of healing. But who, as long as shiyam refuah harayfim shumayla, as long as doctors say that it's effective, or else you have a problem that you're not supposed to do these types of treatments as it is. But if it's said by the doctors, then one could take it out and it's not considered carrying on Shabbos. Halacha yadal. Yoytze se'isha be'emet tukuma. A woman could go out with a stone that women carry when they're pregnant as a segula that they should not miscarry, or uben mishkal eben tekuma, or even the counterweight of the eben tekuma shneskaven, which was focused or shkala and weighed lerefuah, which again to be the equivalent of the eben tekuma for medicinal purposes. Now, and b'lo ishu bar b'vat, it's not only pregnant women that's allowed, elaf l'sharon nishmi, even other women shemet esabe b'tabel, because as a concern that maybe she'll become pregnant and miscarry, she'll let her go out with that ruby stone. The yitzim became a mumcha, also they could go out with a professional amulet. The ezu became a mumcha, what's considered a professional amulet? It's either that this amulet healed three people, or the one who made this amulet was a person that already healed three people, became nachem with other amulets. An amulet is some type of either a writing or some type of a medicine, but that's more of an esoteric thing that has some type of properties that could heal a person. If a person goes to an amulet, it's not professional pata, he's exempt, because ultimately they should see a derech malbush, because we're taking out way of like a garment. So ultimately, biblically, you can be exempt, but again, rabbinically, one is not supposed to. So if someone goes up with tefillin, pata is going to be exempt, because ultimately, it's like a garment, even on Shabbos, which even though it's not a time of tefillin, it's still like a malbush, so one would be pata. If someone has a wound on his foot, he could go out with only one sandal on his healthy foot and just leave the one with the wound without, which his shoe doesn't fit. But if his foot does not have a wound, he should not go out with just one sandal, either because they'll suspect that he's carrying the other one under his garment, or he'll be embarrassed that he's wearing one shoe and he might come to carry that in Rosh Hashanah, which would not apply when he has a wound on the other foot. A child should not go out with an adult's shoe because it might fall off, he might come to carry it. But he could go out with the garment of an adult because he's not going to go in state of undress in the street, even though it's so big. Like say Isha, and the woman should not go out. We're talking about specifically a woman who is more particular about her shoes, that it should fit exactly to her foot. She should not go out b'minil rafa with a loose shoe because, again, it might fall off and she might come to carry down in Rosh Hashanah. And b'minil chadash, neither with a new shoe, that she never wore yet even for one moment before Shabbos, because it might not be exactly her size and she might come to carry it. Someone who is an amputee cannot go out with their fake foot. And katman shall eat, which is like a wooden shoe. And eats them on Shabbos. You cannot go out with it on Shabbos. And then she ain't the medarche mal, but she's not considered ways of garments. But if they go out, pturin, they're going to be exempt. Halacha design yitzin befukriyon. You can go out with a toupee, which is a fake here that men wear to cover their bald head, uvetzipa, which is combed wool, shebirosh bal chatot, which are put onto the heads of those who have sores on their head. Now, Amos say, when we say that's permitted, is bisman shetzvam b'shem and korachim, only when it was dyed with oil and it was wrapped, or they had one at least one moment before Shabbos. Avam lo'asabem ma'isabem, if they didn't do any action to it, lo'asabem kodem Shabbos, they didn't go with it before Shabbos, also lo'asabem, they did not go with it because it's not considered as a malbush, as a garment, and therefore would be considered carrying on Shabbos. Halachid zayin, regarding going out with a garment or some type of a covering, one could go out with a coarse sackcloth, uva yuriya, and some type of a canopy, uva sagis ava, and a thick garment that's use at nighttime to sleep with, uva chamila, which is some type of a thick woven garment. If you're using it because it's raining, as some type of raincoat. Not with a box or a container, not with a mat, to use because of the rain. That would be considered not a garment, but rather carrying. Hakar rakes is now a pillow and a blanket, and hayu rakim medakim kumay begadim, if they were thin and soft like garments, then mikloitziyam menochem al reishu b'shabbos derech mabes, then you're allowed to take it out, laying on one's head on Shabbos away of a garment. If they were hard, harim kemasa b'asur, then they're like a load, and it's like a carrying and forbidden on Shabbos. Halacha yitches yoitzim bazugin harugim b'begadim, one could go out with bells that are woven onto garments. And the Yitzhak Evid Bechisim Shaltish Shabbat Savaria, a slave could go out with a seal of clay that's on his neck, which shows that he's a slave. But not a seal made out of metal, because Shem Yibel might fall, and since it's Chashiv, it's distinguished in metal, Vivian, he might come to carry it in Dalar Amas and Shusrab. Mesatif Batalisa, if someone cloaks himself with his garment, the Kiplu Mekan Mekan Biyadoi Oyal Kasefei, now he folds it over from either side in his hand or on his shoulder. So in the Skabin the Kabbat's Kanafav, if his intent was to gather the corners, Kadishli Kodu, that it shouldn't tear, or Shli Slachlu, shouldn't get dirty, Aser, so then it's going to be forbidden, because again, that's considered as a way of caring. But them kept some list nice bam. But let's say he gathered together to beautify himself, committing Ajay Mokam Mushum, the way the custom of the people that place is the way they wear it, then Mutta, again, that's permitted because that's, again, that's the way it's normally worn, so that's considered as a Malbush. Halacha Yotes. Hayetzi Betalis Mekupelis. If someone goes out with a folded garment, Umenachas HaKasefa, and it's laying on his shoulder, Sechayv is liable because that's how people who sell garments go out like that. Again, it's not the way of wearing, so it's considered Derech Haytzah, and it's not a Malbush. Abel Yetu Besud HaKasefa, but a person could go out with the kerchief, the wrap that's on his shoulder, meaning the way you know, normally wear it, like folded like that during the weekday, even though there's no string even tied onto his finger, it's still permitted. Now, but any wrap that doesn't cover his head and his body, that also lots is by one is forbidden to go out like that on Shabbos. Now, sachnis kitzara. Sachnis is a woolen garment that's long and narrow to cover one's head and his shoulders when a person leaves the bathhouse. So if the sachnis was narrow, that's not wide, so then you have to tie the two ends below his shoulders. But then says, come on, then it's like a belt, and then you let it go out like that on Shabbos. A person is allowed to cover himself with a talis, with a cloak, that it has on the edges, melol, which are these extra strings that are hanging at the edge of the garment. Even if they're long strings, even though they're not in the dormant for the cloak, because they're nullified to the garment, and the is not particular about them, whether they were there or whether not there, and so it's not considered as like you carrying anything significant. But therefore, if someone goes out with a talis, a four-corner garment that does not have the appropriate tzitzis on it, because the tzitzis strings are significant to him, and his thoughts are on them, until he'll fix what's missing, be also tzitzis and make appropriate tzitzis, so you're carrying those strings. But if you have a regular talis that has the appropriate halacha of tzitzis, but then you're allowed to go out with it, whether day or even at night time, which is not even the time of tzitzis, because a full made garment of tzitzis is not a load. Those strings are not a load. It's actually from the beauty and the ornament of that garment. Like a hem, which is also no utility, but it's a part of the beauty of the garment. Okay, but it's about similar types of things, because says the Rambam, because if you were thinking to say the strings of the tzitzis, which when it's an appropriate tzitzis garment, would be considered as a load, but then the one who goes out with tzitzis would be liable even during the datum of Shabbos, because although there's a mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, but it's a positive commandment that does not have a punishment of karas, it's not teichah Shabbos, it doesn't override the isser of the law of Shabbos, and therefore it must be that it's not forbidden at all, and therefore wouldn't be a problem even at nighttime, because it's a beauty of the garment, in contrast to when it's not appropriately made, the tzitzis, then that would be problematic. Halacha Chafalef. Lo yitzei chayit b'Shabbos. The tailor should not go out on Shabbos, but machar atchuba lebebegdoi, with the needle that's stuck into his garment. V'lo yinagri, neither should the carpenter go out, b'kesim shabaznoi, with that piece of wood that's in his ear. V'lo gardi, and neither the weaver, b'irish shabaznoi, with that piece of wool that's in his ear. V'lo yisirig, not the carder, b'meshicha shabaznoi, with the string that is in his ear. That's what people put it, they need a space where to put their stuff. V'lo yishulchani badinish shabatzavari, neither the money changer with the coin that's on his neck. V'lo yitzaba, neither the dyer, but dugma shabaznoi, with the sample that's in his ear. The miyatsa, but if he goes out, pot is going to be exempt because apish yatsa derech mnasa, although he's going out the normal way of his profession, so you think, okay, it's carrying kederech haitza. No, nishlo haitza kederech matin. Ultimately, he didn't take it out the way people normally carry out. For him, it's normal, but it's not the normal way, and therefore, it would be a problem, but biblically, he would be exempt. Halacha Rabbeis. Hazav shiyatsa bekishaloi. Hazav, who has a genital discharge from his male organ, who's going out with a patch that's tied on so that it shouldn't dirty his garments. Chayiv is liable, but nishain derech kizeh lohitzi el kederech hazis, because it's not normal to carry out this pouch only in this way. So that's actually, it's not a malbush, and you're carrying the way it's normally carried, so that's the liability. Now, v'ava b'shein etzach l'guvaitzah, although he doesn't need the thing he's actually carrying, el kedush l'islach, because it's just that his garment shouldn't get soiled, shamalocha shein tzich l'guv, which this malocha of itzah is not needed for the thing itself, still says a Rambam, Rambam holds chayiv ala malocha shein tzich l'guv, he says that you're going to be liable like he holds in the Perek Aleph, halocha zayin. Regarding someone finds some type of holy object like tefillin or sefer Torah, so I might say tefillin b'Shabbos v'shus Rabbim. Someone finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos in a state of disgrace without being guarded. So Kate Sardesa, what should he do? So Leib Shin Kedarkin, he puts it on in the way he normally wears tefillin. Menech Shayad B'Yodi puts the Tefillin Shayad on his arm, Sharesh B'Resh Tefillin Sharesh on his head, V'nichnas V'chotzen B'Bayis, and he goes in and he takes it off in the house. Then he goes back out. Let's say there's a bunch of pair of tefillin there. He goes back, puts on a second pair, and then he takes it off. Until he brings them all in that way throughout Shabbos. Now, if you're doing many pairs of tefillin, there's not enough time remaining from the day that he can bring them all in if he's going to do it in the way of wearing it. So the reason what he should do then is he should just wait till it gets dark, because anyway he's not going to have enough time to bring them all in, so he shouldn't wear it at all. Rather, he should wait in the field till the evening and bring them all in on after Shabbos. Now, and if it was days of Gezeirah Shmad, when the Gentile government made a decree that there's danger to fulfill the mitzvahs to wear the tefillin, so he's afraid to even stay there and protect it till the evening, because of the Gentiles, so then he covers it wherever it is, and he leaves it, and he takes leave, and he'll come back another time. Listen, let's say he was afraid, not because of Shmad, because of that they have to convert, but rather, he was afraid to stay there till night because of the bandits, of the robbers. So nitlas kun ka'achas, what he could do is he takes them all at one time. The previous halacha, he couldn't say that option because he's going to get caught with this contraband. So rather, he takes them all at one time. And he just goes less than dollar amas at a time, which is therefore not the biblical violation. Or he gives it to his friend within dollar amas. And his friend gives it to the next friend, each one that's within 4 amas, until you come to the outermost courtyard, that there it's already protected, so none, not one of them did a full malacha, and there was only rabbinic iser. Now, when we say this, if those tefillin that they found had the straps on them, and they're tied on the knot of that the tefillin has, you know definitely it's tefillin. But if the straps were not tied on the right way, in this land, then you don't have to address it to them because you don't know definitively even that it's kosher tefillin. Halacha chaveh. I'm going to say the Torah. Someone finds a Torah scroll. Yishev meshamer marshgalav. He sits and he protects it and he waits till it gets dark till it's Matzah Shabbos, because you can't wear as is the case of tefillin. Now, but in a time of danger, where he's afraid of bandits, so he leaves it and leaves it as it is. Now, v'moy gesham yodim, but if it's raining, it's going to ruin the Sefer Torah. So what he does, misatif ba'or, he actually cloaks himself in the leather of the scroll. Then he goes and he covers something over himself. And that's how he goes and wearing the Sefer Torah into the house. Halacha Chavav ends the parak regarding going out Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark. So you have to be careful at that point. The tailor should not go out with the needle in his hand, and neither describe what his quill. Erev Shabbos Amach L'Sheicha. Friday evening, close when it's getting dark to Shabbos, shouldn't be walking out with those items, because he might forget, he might walk into the street like that because they're always holding onto these items. Moreover, a person has an obligation to check his garments every Shabbos and Machashecha Friday when it's getting dark. He might have forgotten something in his pockets. He might go out, carry out into the street on Shabbos. Now, it is, however, permitted to go out with one's tefillin Friday evening before it's getting dark. Because since it's halacha, the person has to always be touching his tefillin at all times, in a sheikh, he's not going to forget that he's wearing it and to carry out into the street. What happens if, let's say, shachach, let's say someone did forget, and he walked down to the street on Shabbos, and now he calls that he's wearing tefillin on his head. So what he does, mechase es roish, he covers his head of the tefillin, until he gets home, until he gets to the Beis Medrash, because he can't carry it in his hands, because it's already Shabbos. Neither is he allowed to leave it outside because of the disgrace of the tefillin. So they permit him to carry it the way of wearing it as a garment when it's covered, so that just people don't see that he's carrying his head of his tefillin on Shabbos.